Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's our Gidget of Gadgets, Katie Linendoll, for the latest in sports technology and ox roast recipes.
Katie joins us in studio. Katie, good morning.
Queen of ox roast.
The queen of ox roast.
Feeling it. Feeling it this morning. And it is, there's an air to the, an aroma, if you will, in the DA studio. This is lovely, you guys. I mean, I know ship has sailed on Valentine's Day, but never too late.
We just wanted
never
to make sure
too late
that it was thoughtful without being creepy.
You guys, you know what? You stepped it up a notch.
Thank you.
You went down to that drugstore right around CBS Sports Radio, and
yes,
you said, we might not pay our bills, but we do buy some mean votives.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I think our strawberry and cream candles match your glasses today.
Fantastic. Do they also glow in the dark?
Yeah.
Great.
I don't know if these do, but I know your glasses do.
They do. That was a discovery that was unintentional. Yeah.
Maybe we should turn off the lights just to see how your glasses glow.
I was on stage speaking to like thousands of people, and there was a moment where a video was playing, and I was like, and my glasses glow in the dark. Well, what do you know?
You just got back from Iceland.
I did.
You've gone to Iceland now how many times?
I was going to Iceland before it was like a trend.
Before it was Iceland?
Yes. Many, many years. It is... America, obviously, is my favorite place in the globe. I am a true patriot.
Nice.
But Iceland,
I'm glad you squeezed that one in.
I have to squeeze that in.
I just want to let everybody know, I really like America, my birth country.
It's my favorite place in the globe because, you know, I travel so much.
Yeah.
300 days a year on the road, 300 plus days. But Iceland is one of those places, strangely, that I go to quite a bit.
Yeah,
for many, many years.
5-6 times?
Yeah, I mean, I go, like, literally, I booked this trip, like, a couple days before I left. If that, and I don't even have a hotel. I just figure it out when I land.
Really?
Like, I'm very comfortable in Iceland.
This sounds really ignorant. Do they speak decently fluent English there?
Absolutely. So they speak Icelandic, and they speak, everyone speaks English.
Okay.
For the most part. I mean, like, in my experiences all over the country, 95% of individuals.
Because that's a crucial part of traveling kind of on a whim.
Yes.
It's really fun to not plan and just to kind of go with the flow. But
if they
don't speak English and you're not fluent in their language,
uh-huh,
it could be brutal to figure things out, and I guess you don't speak a lot of Icelandic.
No, but I do have this new gadget that is a two-way translation device that works incredibly. Like, you literally speak into it, and it shoots out a multitude. I mean, there's dozens and dozens of languages, Icelandic being one of them.
Cool.
So I thought that was pretty neat. But yeah, English, absolutely.
Okay, very cool. So you went over there to run a 10K.
I did.
Now, I don't know if you know this, but they hold 10Ks here, too. You don't have to go to Iceland to run a 10K.
So ridiculous. It's insane. And the terrain there and the weather conditions, it was like, when I pulled up to get the rental car, first off, the guy remembered me. Like, that's how many times I've been to Iceland. He's like, oh, yeah, how's it going?
Yeah, it's your second home.
He's like, just a heads up, you don't want to leave the door open because it might blow off. The wind is really bad right now. Noted.
Is that more of a reference on how strong the wind is or how bad the car door was made?
Oh, no, it was a strong car, a strong vehicle. You do not want to, anyone thinking of, lots of people always tell me, like, oh, they see my Iceland posts on social, and they're like, I've always wanted to go there. I'm like, you have to rent an SUV. The terrain in Iceland, there's a reason why Star Wars and Game of Thrones is filmed there. Like, it's unlike anything you'll ever experience. You have to get an SUV.
Which Star Wars episodes were filmed there? I didn't know this.
Yes, Rogue One and A Force Awakens. There's a number of different, so from the glaciers to the volcanic terrain to just the beautiful landscape. There's so many parts that you feel like you're on Hoth. Like, it feels like another planet. And there's no surprise. Once you see it, like, I can put photos up all day and videos, but really to experience the terrain, to see it in person, you're like, I feel like I'm on another planet.
Why didn't you wait for the 10K in June or July in Iceland?
No, that's not my style. You know I'm crazy. I like the challenge. I can't walk from my place to CVS without, like, racing the person next to me. Everything I do is competitive.
You live not too far from here, and you're just kind of running through the streets of Manhattan.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was on the Brooklyn Bridge running last night. I like the challenge. If it's easy, not for me.
Katie Linnadell joins us here in studio. Here's the other thing I think that people don't recognize about you. Maybe they do if they follow your social media, but you're totally into tech. You're totally smart. You're totally successful in this kind of professional atmosphere. But you're an athlete. I mean, you have posted some videos of you doing chin-ups and
pull-ups
and runs. And, I mean, you've got abs for days. You are just cut.
Thank you
for
that.
So you are a natural athlete.
Oh, I appreciate that.
So you're just looking for those physical challenges.
Yes. And that 10K in Iceland was one of them. I will tell you that.
So it's not just a normal 10K where you run around a neighborhood a couple
times. No, and it was at night, too, because you had to throw that into the mix. It wasn't like a daylight run.
Okay, so what makes the 10K in Iceland different from a 10K like around the cul-de-sac in your neighborhood?
Correct. The cul-de-sac, could just do a couple loops.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
The same thing.
That's most Americans' 10Ks.
Right? Well, and of course, I'm like, you know what? Like, they say this is not a race for your personal best. Like, you kind of have to pay it. You might want to wear a headlamp. It's pretty bad terrain
conditions. Because it's at night.
It's at night. If you're crazy enough to even show up.
Did you wear those glasses to go in the dark?
So listen, I don't wear my glasses when I run because I think it's kind of nerdy, right? There's just like some things where I don't wear my glasses.
Okay.
It was so bad out. I literally wore a pair of glasses when I ran and I lost the glasses after the run. Like I wore a pair of glasses. Like that's how, you know, you're in the middle of a foreign country where you're like, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. And then you're like, yes, I should. Like there's always that moment in any endeavor you have personally or professionally where there's so many reasons to just not do it.
Yeah.
And that's what separates us. You keep going.
So it's a nighttime run.
It's a nighttime run.
In February in Iceland.
Uh-huh.
What are the challenges that we're stacked up against?
The ice terrain was the biggest challenge.
You're running on ice terrain. So it's not a road. It's not a plowed road.
So what you have to do, and I actually recommend this to anybody. So what I did is I put this blog post up of some of my favorite nighttime gadgets for you just on my website, katielinnadell.com. And one of my top picks are you have to spike your shoes. So you have to take these overlays, and you can buy them. There's a number of different ones out there. I like these ones called Traxoles, T-R-A-X-O-L-E. And you strap them around your shoes, so you're gripping the ice.
Wow.
Now, when I got to Iceland and I was starting to do some runs, I actually lost my spikes in the ice. So I had to go run back and find them. So it was, you really need your ice grippers.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So
this
that
is
was
not
cool.
A normal 10K.
It wasn't a normal 10K. Here's the difference between a race in Iceland and a race in races that I've done here.
It's like an Ironman 10K.
You showed up, by the way. And there's this facility, kind of, to me, it was like really not in the middle of nowhere. And there's hundreds of people showing up. And they're just kind of showing up, you know, a little bit before. In the U.S., there'd be like a DJ, a hot dog stand, right. Tons of porta potties lined up. There was two bathrooms. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so neurotic. I use the bathroom like 100 times before a run.
Yeah.
So I'm already going like into headspace, like losing my cool here. Like, you know, where is all the stuff?
All they're doing.
Where are all the kiosks with the caramel apples for post-race?
Right.
Where's the hot apple cider? You know, I have lots of follow-up questions. And then, like, the biggest difference I noted when you're running this race, it was very intense. The last half mile was uphill. And it was so, like, in the U.S., lots of people are like, oh, good job. You know, you're running against somebody on a hill, and you're like, keep it up, man. You got this. No one said a word to anybody.
Silence.
Complete silence during the whole race. And I was like, this is awesome.
Dreamscape.
Yeah, totally.
So an Icelandic 10K has two bathrooms.
Yeah, two bathrooms.
They're only playing Bjork. And it's like, it's just smoked fish. Canned fish. That's all you get at the end of the race.
Congratulations. It's a thing of fish. And then, D.A., you know, I said this before. I'm the last person that likes anything for free. I'm like, give it away. I don't want any more stuff. We live in New York. We don't have the space. It's simplifying our lives these days. But you run the dang race for the free T-shirt.
No doubt. It's the only reason you do this stuff.
Yes. And, like, I don't get this a T-shirt. I hit the gift shop after. Like, where's the gift shop, too? I hit the gift shop after. I want the hoodie. I want the hat.
Sure.
I want the gloves. I want the pin. No T-shirt.
What?
So at that point.
You flew all the way to Iceland to run a 10K. They don't even give you a T-shirt.
You make the T-shirt.
You made the T-shirt.
And my graphic designer, make us all T-shirts.
Oh!
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at
you
this.
Don't get a T-shirt. You make it yourself. You get a T-shirt. You get a T-shirt. You get a T-shirt.
All right.
Look at this. And it's a good one.
Look at this.
With a Viking on it.
Wow. It's going to look like I actually run races. This is great.
That's the thing.
Well, this is kind of like how Bilotti had the polar bear plunge hoodie. He never actually did it.
No question. He is the polar bear.
You kind of can't wear it if you didn't do it. But in this case, you get a pass. You ran it by proxy.
Okay, let me see this T-shirt. Yeah, this totally. Is awesome. It's a black T-shirt. It has a Viking on it. Robbie Rosenhaus
would
awesome like
this. My awesome graphic designer, Sarah, created the logo.
This is so cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got the Northern Lights behind it.
If the Icelandic amazing people knew I created this, they'd probably think I was nuts.
They
and a shout out to my
already.
Friend Dagny, who might be listening, because she actually finished second in the age group last year. She's a killer triathlete in Iceland, and she was running most of the race with me. She's getting a T-shirt. She gets a T-shirt.
That is awesome. Now, yeah. You have all of this great tracking technology. Mm-hmm. Did you wear, like, a bunch of gadgets to see your heart rate and your speed and your miles per hour?
That's the other thing. So this was such a low-tech race that literally, like, to differentiate, you know, here you would get a race bib and a tracker that would keep track of your pace or your mileage, and you could see your splits after the race. It was so low-tech that you filled out a registration card and you put it in your pocket and you turned that in at the finish line.
This is great.
Right?
The Icelandic 10K is like from 1975.
I love it.
Here's Katie. She's like, my sneakers aren't connecting to the Bluetooth here, guys.
Totally.
Come on. My GPS tracker won't tell me where the next bathroom is.
I had more gadgets on me than I knew what to do with. And one of my gadgets, and again, I put this blog post together. This one gadget that I had is called a Nova Illumio jacket. And I hit this little button inside my jacket and the whole thing lit up. Like there's light strips on it. So I was covered head to toe.
You look like my town's bazaar in July where it's just like blinking lights, like there's the salt and pepper shaker and the Ferris
100%.
Wheel. And that's what you were running Icelandic at night 10Ks looking like.
Right?
You look like a Vegas marquee.
Yeah, and then I overheated during it. You know, you're on mile 3 and you're like, oh, dude, why did I put all this gear on? You got to cut back. Tons of gear.
By the way, I don't know if anybody saw this on your social that's listening. Oh, it was just the best moment ever. You went to the Vegas, what was it, the CES Expo?
Oh, CES, yeah.
And you wore a vest that had a C2 cartridge in it, right?
That's
so describe this.
Idea.
It was a vest that was supposed to, it was like an airbag vest to protect you in a car accident, right? Is that what it was made for?
And really for cycling. So you're riding your bike, and there's this vest that, heaven forbid, you get into an accident, it inflates. Well, I didn't put two and two together. That first off, there's no regulation, apparently, at CES, because I was in there's different sections of different countries that are exhibiting their new products. This was in the French section, and I don't know if there was any regulations on this, because it had a CO2 cartridge in the vest. So they're like, we're going to implode it for your segment.
This is great.
So 3, 2, 1, I'm like, you know, it's all about safety. Keep yourself together on the road. Heaven forbid there's an accident. Boom!
Boom! A huge explosion.
I thought I freaking imploded.
Because this vest immediately inflates and puts like a shock through your entire body.
I seriously thought I got shot. And then I realized that I didn't die, and I was elated.
So all of these tech experts are watching the demonstration with Katie.
I look like a total idiot.
They set off the CO2. It looks like she has been blown to smithereens. Honestly, if body parts of Katie that were like neon and fluorescent just went all over the place, you could understand. She stands there, realizes she survived, and goes, I'm alive! And the whole crowd just starts dying.
It was awesome. I'm still here. I've had many moments in the last few months where I'm very thankful to be alive. Very thankful. In many of these instances, I've put myself in by choice.
Willingly, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, more with Katie Linadol because she has brought by some sports stuff.
You know it.
Figurines and Star Wars stuff. So we're going to get to that coming up here next. And we will ask Katie about the guy at the hockey game that didn't give the puck to his girlfriend. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
It's our Gidget of Gadgets, Katie Linendoll, for the latest in sports technology and ox roast recipes.
The great Katie Linadol back with us here in studio in our toll-free line brought to you by GEICO. Everyone, there's a quick way you could save money switching to GEICO. Need homeowners, renters, motorcycle insurance too. Get it all. GEICO.com. I just showed Katie the video where last night of the Avs game, one of the Avs players lifts the puck over the glass into the stands. And a guy grabs the puck, but also in the process elbows, it looks like his girlfriend, in the head of the shoulder, then gives the puck not away to his girlfriend, but instead to the woman in front of him. And then his girlfriend seems very upset by the entire process. You saw it. What was your takeaway?
There should be a new rule. And I can tell you, I've been in the middle of this a few times. If you get the ball or the puck, you should have to keep it.
Mm.
Because I feel like there's this obligatory give it away to somebody around you or you look like a bad person. You deserve that. You go for that ball. You go for that puck. And you keep it.
That is such a tenacious Katie Linnedahl take. You have earned that. You keep that.
That's right. Do you agree with me?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess there's some part of the chivalry that I appreciate. Or if you give it away to a kid, is that okay? Or you should not give it away to kids either?
Well, let me propose a story to you, a situation.
My problem is we have a guy, Peter Schwartz, here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I'm Peter Schwartz.
And he collects foul balls. And so when him and his kids go out, they get like 6 foul balls. And to me, that's just gluttony.
That was exactly where I was going. So I had front row seats at a Red Sox game. We were on like the third baseline, right? And my brother-in-law catches this ball. And we don't need anything. Again, I said this earlier. Like, I'm the last person that wants free stuff or we need anything. But he catches the ball, and the people behind us had, like, 20 foul balls. And then they're like, whoa, we want the ball. And then we look like the bad people. And heaven forbid, you know, I'm on camera not giving away the ball. So there's this obligatory have to give the ball.
But they
and I
kind of
really wanted my brother-in-law's, like, a huge fan. Like, he didn't want it either. But he's like, we immediately, it wasn't even like, he hadn't even caught the ball yet. It was like, we want it! Dude, lay off. Like, lay off. It's a ball. You know what I'm saying? But then we look like bad people if we don't give you the ball.
They had 20 baseballs?
Dude, they had... And then we get in this one moment where you don't see the big picture, right? So who do you give the... You give the ball. He gave him the ball immediately. Like, he didn't even catch it yet, and they were like, it's ours. Let him catch the thing first. My gosh.
What did the kid say behind you to get the ball?
Yeah, I want the ball. Yeah, it wasn't even like polite. Like, listen. You know?
Little did you know, he could have probably just asked you for like a Bluetooth speaker or something.
Yeah. You could have really made out on the deal.
You turn around, you're like, listen, kid. I keep the ball. You get a 10-foot high inflatable dinosaur that's Bluetooth operated. It'll play all of your favorite music.
And it's a BOGO. You also get wireless headphones that are in my bag that light up. Okay?
Exactly.
What do you think? Pipe down.
What do you think?
Pipe down.
Okay. I will take you to the Icelandic 10K next time. I just need this Mookie Betts foul ball.
Manners. Did you grow up with manners? It's big in my family, okay?
So you always have great manners because you always bring us gifts. And
yes.
You have stacked these amazing gifts on the table, on the desk in front of us. And I see baseball players with these oversized head figurines that you brought in before. These are pop figures?
Pop Funko. So I have been named a friend of Funko, which is a big deal.
F-O-F.
That's like nerd equivalent to like, you know, winning some sort of large award.
Yeah, so that's...
And when it was named by CEO, I was acted like, I was like, well, that's cool.
That's like
Brian Mariotti, I'm a friend of Funko. That's not a big deal at all.
I love
Pop Funko.
This is your nerd Oscar.
And anyone that's familiar, like Pops, yeah, nerd Oscar, totally, well put. It's a $700 million business.
Yeah.
Like, they have something for everybody. So for you guys, it's all about spring training right
now,
as
you
know.
Yes, yes.
So let me deliver the goods.
Yeah.
Hand it off. You guys can select what you like. And then I kind of had this.
This is mine. This is Noah Syndergaard, a Pop MLB Funko character, which I love. Mm-hmm. I'm a Mets fan, so this is awesome.
I knew you were a Mets fan.
So we got a Giancarlo Stanton, which I got to feel goes to Mraz because Giancarlo has been his whipping boy for far too long. Now he needs this little figurine of Giancarlo next to him watching the games with Bob the Deli Man throughout the summer.
Strong. But is this even better?
And Aaron Judge.
Oh, Aaron's my boy, D.A.
And Aaron Judge right
Aaron
there.
Aaron Judge.
Very nice.
But now we play a little trivia because look at this one.
Oh, this is a
for
blank
those that
one.
Are listening, I have never seen one in a box like this.
It's a blank box.
Ooh, it's like a mystery airhead.
Who it is. Yes, the White Mystery Airhead.
Yes.
Is the White Mystery Airhead one flavor?
No, I think it's always a mystery. Like, it's never the same flavor.
Debatable. Can we get to the bottom of that?
Let's debate. I think I've had a grape and a blue before.
Mm,
You disagree.
I think the White Mystery Airhead, it's my hypothesis, is just one flavor.
We're going to have to do that next time you come in. We're going to have to get multiples of them and see if they taste
different.
We'll
do a taste test. That'd be fantastic.
Mystery Airheads. I think this might be Jacoby Ellsbury because it's just wrapped in white like a bandage.
Yeah, I was going to say, does it have crutches?
So he's already injured this year.
Is it a Yankee hat there?
It's a Yankees hat. This is a Yankee player. So I think it could be Jacoby.
Do you know the answer to this, Katie?
I do not. I can get it.
It's not labeled.
It's like a chaser.
No number on the back of it?
No. It like fell off the truck. Katie got this one in Chinatown.
Interesting.
It's a knockoff.
All right.
Cupcake.
And now you got the Star Wars ones.
Well, and apropos to our Icelandic conversation, these are all, I brought in ones, films that were shot in Iceland.
Nice.
So Game of Thrones, James Bond, 1984 even. And Star Wars, I mean, there was a myriad of films. But I just get so into the Funko universe because there's something for everybody in terms of collection. And I thought these ones were really funny. From Tyrion Lannister to BB-8 to James Bond himself.
I'm holding a Lando Calrissian one,
cool?
Which I love.
Yeah, it's a little bobblehead one, too.
You scoundrel. This is amazing.
These are fun gifts.
This is so cool. And so you have, now we've got warm weather, hopefully not too far away for all of us in the North and the Midwest, etc. So you've got a list of gifts for people looking for the outdoors coming up here.
Yes. So I even put this on my website on katielinendahl.com or on my social at katielinendahl, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you know, the whole deal. And I put together a roundup of great outdoor gadgets, not just for us runner enthusiasts, but also if you're outside. I think now, too, once that daylight savings hits and it's like dark at like 2 p.m., awesome outdoor technologies from, again, I noted that light up LED jacket that you can touch with the touch of a button. It actually has light strips on it.
Yeah.
To different running technologies that are practical for anyone going outdoors.
Okay, so this is awesome. So they can get it on your website and all of your social handles at Katie Lindahl.
Yes.
The gift giver extraordinaire. You know what? Brad Heller over there, he's a big Jacoby Ellsbury fan. He might need the Jacoby Ellsbury Funko.
Brad.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Don't tease me because once you give it to me, I'm not giving it
back.
We
don't give. No, once you get the baseball, you get the baseball. Okay?
That's right.
Wait, give it to him. Wait, give it to him.
Passing it over to.
I want the ball. Give me the ball.
I love it.
I caught it.
Give me the ball.
Sad girlfriend.
Yeah.
This is awesome, Katie. It's always great to be with you.
Thank you so much, guys. You're my favorite.
Thanks, Katie.
I'm so glad that we got the lights turned on for you. Katie Lindahl joining us here in studio. We'll do Target Demo Friday next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.